When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Whoa, that was close. Ever since I was little, Dad and I have always been like two peas in a pod. We lived by the sea and swam together with the sea animals every day. But my mom, aka Miss Perfect, was never happy about anything. She loved complaining. Oh, and I forgot to mention, please like and subscribe to Storytime Animated.
Mom, meet my pet, Inky. Dad and I saved it from a shark.
What? Sea animals are not pets. They're dangerous. Your father knows better. We work with them every day.
You're too paranoid. She loves the octopus, and it's harmless. She can keep it.
My parents work together as marine scientists at a multi-billion government research lab named Vought's Lab. But they never saw eye to eye on things, especially with the sea animals they worked with. And she always liked picking a fight with Dad about money. Once Dad took us out to a fancy restaurant for my 15th birthday, Mom looked at the bill and threw such a tantrum, embarrassing both me and Dad.
Why would you bring us to a place that would cost us an arm and a leg?
Calm down, darling. We can afford it. And plus, it's for our baby girl.
Well, our lifestyle is getting a little too expensive, and one of us has to do something to make sure we don't lose everything.
I didn't know what Mom was talking about, but all I knew is that she just ruined my birthday. And then soon after, the next worst thing in my life happened. It happened during my school's talent show. I had been performing with Inky when cops suddenly stormed into the auditorium and headed straight for Dad in the crowd of parents.
Mr. Johnson, we're here to arrest you for fraud and illegal trade of sea animals from Vought's lab.
I couldn't believe my ears. I knew my dad. He loved animals. He'd never sell them. I ran down from the stage and grabbed the cop.
Let him go! My dad is innocent!
But they pushed me away like I was an insect and dragged Dad away. Everyone in the auditorium stared at us and I was so embarrassed. After that day, Dad's face was plastered all over the media. And in school, whispers started to fly around about my family. And one day, I overheard Elijah, a cop's son in my school, discussing my business in a crowd of people and it drove me crazy.
Don't you have something better to do than gossip?
Like committing fraud?
I lost it and pounced on him. But after a few seconds, the principal showed up and dragged me away from Elijah into his office, where he dropped a bombshell.
You'll be expelled.
What? That's not fair.
I don't want to do this, but your father offended the government, and it puts this school in a bad spotlight. There's nothing I can really do.
Like an outcast, I was banished from the school grounds. The only way my family and I would be fine again is if my dad was proven innocent. So I decided to snoop around the lab where my parents worked. As soon as Mom found out what I was up to, she went crazy.
Give it up! Your dad is a criminal! Do you also want to follow in his footsteps?
I couldn't believe the words coming out of her mouth.
Dad is not a criminal, Mom. Someone's probably setting him up. We need to search the lab. Dad keeps everything from work in there.
There are harmful chemicals in there. I am not letting you in. And stay away from the investigation. If the cops find out what you're up to, they could arrest you for interfering, and you'll end up like your criminal father.
Jeez! It feels like you don't care that Dad is in jail?
Mom ignored me, and her actions just didn't make any sense. Why was she not concerned about Dad the way I was? Mom started acting strange. Like one day, I opened my cupboards and found all my swimsuits shredded into pieces.
Mom, what is the meaning of this?
I'm just protecting you. Who knows? Maybe you carry the same madness like your dad. The further you stay away from the sea, the better.
The next day, she installed security cameras all over the house to make sure I never went near the sea or the aquarium. Well, she missed a spot. The backyard.
Get back into the house right now!
Mom's punishment made me so sad that I confided in Inky one morning. Even though he was an animal, I felt he understood me more than people. Sometimes, I feel like Mom hates me. Inky pointed one of his tentacles to a poster of an event Dad wanted to take me to before his arrest. STA invites you to their annual Marine Life Festival, where we can all be free like the fish. Inky, you're a genius! You're right, I can find people that know Dad at that event and ask them questions. The next day, as soon as Mom left for work, I snuck out of the house in a disguise to the festival. As I walked around searching for familiar faces, I bumped into Elijah. And I hated to admit it, but he looked different. Cuter. Not like it made any difference. He was the last familiar face I wanted to see.
Are you blind? Couldn't you see me coming?
Sorry, I got distracted taking pictures of dolphins.
Was he apologizing? That didn't sound like Elijah at all. Maybe it was because he couldn't recognize me. Either way, I felt like a huge jerk.
I'm sorry for yelling at you. Is that one of the pictures?
Yeah, just a couple of basic photos the organizers hired me to take.
Wow, he was a really good photographer.
They're perfect.
I could take one of you if you want.
Of course I do.
I posed next to the dolphins and Elijah took some great photos.
You are so photogenic. I feel like I've seen you before. What's your name?
I'm Kat. I have to go now.
Wait, can I at least get your number?
I quickly wrote down a fake number and hurried off before he recognized me. When I got home, Mom was waiting for me in my room.
What are you doing in my room?
Did you really think I wouldn't notice your disguise at an event where my workplace was a sponsor?
Okay, maybe I should have done some browsing before sneaking out, but I had no idea Elijah was going to publish my photos.
I'm sorry, I just needed to clear my head. A lot has been weighing on me, and Inky is the only one here for me. You're never here.
And now, he'll no longer be, because of your silly act.
Mom suddenly grabbed Inky's aquarium, and I just couldn't watch her take the only friend I had away.
Mom, please, don't take Inky away!
I'm doing this for your own good. Sea animals are dangerous.
Inky squirted some ink at Mom's face in defense.
See? Dangerous! Just like I told you!
He's not! He felt threatened by you!
If you enjoy him that much, I'll lock you two in here forever!
Like a lunatic, Mom grabbed my room keys and stomped outside, then turned around to lock my door.
Mom! Mom! Please, unlock my door!
No matter how loud I screamed, Mom pretended not to hear me, and I went over to Inky to complain some more about her. But to my surprise, he attacked me too.
What are you doing? You're hurting me!
After nearly an hour of struggling, Inky released me with a small bite, and when I looked at my face in the mirror, I let out the loudest scream ever, then zoned out. The next time I woke up, I found myself in the hospital with Mom beside my bed.
What happened?
That octopus attacked you! I told you that sea animals were dangerous, but you never listened to me! I already took him out of your room.
Slowly, the events of that day poured into my brain.
No, Mom, you can't! It wasn't his fault!
Shh. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Shh, don't stress yourself. I'll bet you're hungry. I'll order some food and head straight to work. See you later.
An hour after Mom left, someone walked into my room, and I was shocked to find Elijah with a pizza box.
Ma'am, you ordered for pizza?
Oh my god, not him again! I pulled the blankets over my face and changed my voice.
Welcome, strange boy I don't know at all. Just drop the pizza on the table and go.
Thank you, Elijah. How do you know my name?
Oops.
Wait a minute.
Elijah suddenly walked up to me and pulled the blanket away from my face.
If it isn't the criminal's daughter.
If it isn't the dude who can't stick to one job, photographer, delivery man, what's the next thing?
That was you at the event? You must have had some fun tricking me, Kat.
You bet I did, and you fell for it.
To my surprise, Elijah slumped beside me with a tired expression.
I guess I did. Deserve that for being a jerk, huh?
Yeah, you were a jerk at school, but I'm over that now.
I guess since I know about your dad, it's only fair I tell you about mine. He did some investment that didn't pay too well, and now he's broke. I have to work multiple jobs to help out.
I'm sorry about that. I wish there was something I could do to help.
It's fine. I'm sorry about your dad, too. I don't really think he's a criminal. I was just being a jerk.
Elijah and I became cool, and when the hospital discharged me, he dropped me home, and to my surprise, Mom was quite welcoming. I guess my illness made her relax a little.
Why don't you come over for dinner someday? You can bring your parents, too.
Sure will, ma'am. Goodbye, Elizabeth.
After that day, Elijah and I hung out a few times around the beach, and I carefully followed Mom's instructions. I avoided the sea and never asked about Inky, so she wouldn't get upset with me again, which made her happy. But then, one midnight, I noticed something strange. I heard some noise and looked through the window, only to find Mom talking to some strange men beside a truck. It made me really curious, and I tiptoed outside to check what they were up to. And you'd never guess what I found at the back of the truck. Aquariums! Lots and lots of them.
Mom? What's going on?
Just some work stuff. Nothing serious. Go back to bed, honey.
But...
Mom gently nudged me into the house, and I couldn't help but wonder why she was acting strange. My gut feeling told me that she was up to something. The next evening, when Elijah and his dad came over for dinner, Mom took a 360 turn.
Thank you for inviting us to dinner. It's good to see you're doing better after your husband's arrest. I know I'm a cop, but if you need a shoulder...
Excuse me. You're a what?
Mom quickly rose from her seat and started to yell at Elijah's father like a maniac.
I don't want cops in my house! After what you did to my husband, you have so much guts! Leave this instant!
Jeez, what was wrong with her? Please?
Don't worry, we're leaving. You're right. It was rude of me to show up here.
As soon as Elijah and his dad left, Mom faced me.
Didn't I warn you to stay away from the investigation?
I didn't know his dad was a cop. And since when did you care about dad's arrest so much that you don't want a cop around?
Why don't you stay out of adults' business? Go play with your dumb octopus or something.
You took him away, remember? I miss dad so much. You're so mean.
I dashed up to my room and shut the door behind me. I had just about enough of Mom and her harshness towards me. As I was lying in my bed, lost in thought, I suddenly heard pebbles softly hitting my window. It was Elijah! Oh, I was so excited to see him! With my help, he climbed into my room and I hugged him.
I'm so sorry about my mom's outburst.
It's okay. I wanted to make sure you were all right.
I was tired of keeping everything to myself and decided to let it all out.
I'm not. Mom is so difficult to live with, and she's been acting strange. I think she's up to something.
Yeah, her outburst at the table today was unusual. What do you think we should do?
Investigate. I need to find out why she's suddenly acting this way. We'll start with that lab of hers.
I hid Elijah in my room for a few hours until I was certain Mom wouldn't be in the lab, at which point we snuck out and were met by Mom's security system.
Do you have any idea what it might be?
Yeah, I think I saw her type her password on her laptop once. Let me try anglefish.
And voila, it worked. Elijah and I went in and found so many animals and aquariums in the lab, including my pet octopus, Inky. I found some stash of papers near his aquarium and studied them.
Are those receipts and invoices?
Yes. I think my mom has been the one stealing sea animals from her workplace and selling them to people. And she was going to sell Inky as well. Poor Inky. No wonder he attacked me.
He could sense he was in danger when I couldn't even tell. Octopuses were really smart. I looked around and noticed that there was a lot of evidence against Mom, showing that she had framed Dad for her crimes.
Quick, take pictures of everything you find, Elijah. This is evidence that my dad is innocent.
Elijah started taking pictures, and I grabbed Inky's aquarium. As soon as he was done, we hurried to the door, but not fast enough, because Mom walked in on us.
If it isn't my foolish daughter and her boyfriend, you two should have never come here.
Give it up, Mom. We know what you've been up to. That's why you freaked out when you found out Elijah's dad was a cop, huh?
I was doing everything in here for us, but your foolish father, like you, couldn't understand. You two think you're so clever, but I'm making a lot of money for our family. How do you think we managed to afford all this?
I didn't ask you to commit crimes to make money. I just wanted a mother, and you were a terrible one.
Shut up, you ungrateful child.
Mom blocked the doorway with her body.
You'll have to go through me!
Well, that was easy. I held onto Inky as I ran, head straight into Mom, pushing her to the ground.
Come on, Elijah! Let's hurry!
You'll regret this!
As Elijah drove us to his, three dark cars suddenly showed up and started chasing us. Elijah surprised me with his driving skills and managed to lose them.
Where did you learn to drive like that?
My dad is a cop, remember? I learn a lot from him.
As soon as we reached Elijah's house, he reversed his bike and his dad...
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit UH1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Dad immediately came out.
Dad, we need your help urgently. What's wrong?
My mom is after us. We found out she framed my dad for her crimes. We have all the evidence here.
Wow, that's a lot. Hold on, kids. I'll get my keys and drive you to the station.
I didn't hesitate to expose my mom, because what she did was so wrong, and didn't even care about Dad, who always treated her like a queen. The next day, the news about Mom's crimes spread like wildfire, and she was arrested by a team led by Elijah's dad right before she could escape. He got a huge raise for his involvement in the case. I never got the chance to say thank you for helping me. You're an amazing person.
You're amazing too. I hope we never stop being friends.
When my dad was released from prison, I was over the moon. Dad, I've missed you so much. You weren't around and Mom made my life hell.
I heard about that. I wish she had listened to me, but she got too greedy.
Well, it doesn't matter now. She's paying for her crimes.
Yeah, you're right. Let's go home.
I'd take spending time with the people I loved any day over wealth and theft.